Gossip. Thank you guys for checking out another great episode on gossip. Remember, gossip is what's true to you. It may not be true amongst the masses, but it's true to us. Don't forget to get the book, Rise of the Black Woman. The latest version is on Amazon for like $15, written by Kanoon Morel. This book will be historic. I promise you it will stand the test of time. Stop by our store, ninthdimension.com, and pick up some soul apparel. Now back to the episode, gossip.
When they come under attack, we have much more to share with you, but there is no time at all. We must upload this as soon as possible.
There you have it. A lot of stuff. Every time I watch it, I get, you know, I just get hits on things. And I mean, essentially, yes, they lay out the Gideon thing, which we're, you know, we've already been touched on a little bit. You know, and this, I didn't even talk about the social credit thing because, you know, the social credit thing is layered over top. And there's even, you know, and we'll share some of these screenshots because this Gideon has begun to share the screenshots that the white hats have leaked out, have been able to smuggle out of their offices to show us, you know, some of the functionality. And yes, you know, the idea that you will have money in your account put there. But, you know, the idea, because it's digital, it's programmable money. And programmable money is different than just regular money. Right now, when you have cash in your pocket or even money in your bank account, you can go anywhere you want and you can spend that any which way you want to at your own risk, you know, on your own whatever, for your own benefit or for your own demise, you know, depending on what you're buying. But with programmable money, you're only going to be able to buy things you're authorized to buy. And that's going to be specific to you personally, right?
It's like...
And because basically it's the foundation of what we want to talk about today anyway. So I'm going to get that up here and I'll play it. Hopefully you'll hear it. You can always dub it in later.
Guardians, this is the most important video we have ever posted. We now fear it may not remain online for long, because our ProtonMail account was just destroyed. While we were responding to emails trying to contact all of you, instantly and right before our eyes, all of our emails were deleted in front of us. We were logged out, and we can no longer log back in. We were very disappointed, and we feel ProtonMail deliberately did this on purpose against us. The negative forces are taking action against us, because of the information we have. You now must act. You now must deliver on the promises we made to the brave group of people trying to come forward. As you know, we were contacted by a group who is trying to expose a very evil plan. They needed time to prepare their testimony, and now it is ready. They said they would need our help, and the help of people everywhere, to get this information out as quickly as possible once it was ready. We have included links to their information. In case there is some kind of problem with the links, we will instruct you now to search for the video title, White Hats Blow Whistle on Great Reset Social Score Software. We must share this video in every way we can. We must inform the world of this plan. We were told by a man named Gideon that nothing is certain or guaranteed. That tomorrow it could all be gone and removed, deleted by the negative forces. That his people, his men who came forward, could be found out and killed. He said there is not much time. He said the best way to save their lives is to share this information now. If enough people see it, then it is a type of insurance. They want to enslave humanity. They want to create a system no one can escape from. They are doing it much sooner than they planned. They wanted to do this after the year 2025. Now they plan to do it much sooner. Gideon told us the situation is not hopeless. He and his group have a plan to stop all of this. That is why we feel so strongly we must support them. They have a telegram. We will show that now in the video, in case something goes wrong with the link we provided. It is Team Resistarisa group in our video description. We are including everything they gave us. We hope you copy this quickly, in case our video is removed. Someone has created a Telegram group in our name. We have no control over it. We hope the creators of that group use our information in good faith, and we hope the group is not controlled by the negative forces. We have one final message for our guardians. There is much we need to share about the timelines and what CERN has done to destroy the Looking Glass data, but there is no time for that now. You must know one thing. You must know that the negative forces are unleashing hordes of entities to fill the internet up with lies, confusion, and negativity. Gideon Gideon calls them paid agents. He agreed with our own sources that this relates to CERN. They were able to summon entities to flood our world. These entities can take on human personalities and interact with the data on the internet. Some will call them bots or AI, but they are not that. They are not human creations or computer generated. You must be aware, these entities will try to do all they can to deceive you, to dissuade you, to distract you, and to demoralize you. You must resist their negativity with all of your being. Gideon also shared with us more information than he has released yet. He shared things that were so frightening. He worries it will cause people to disbelieve his men who came forward. He said he hopes our guardians will come to his aid, to his side, and help his group when they come under attack. We have much more to share with you, but there is no time at all. We must upload this as soon as possible.
This is the G7 meeting that they had.
The world's most economically advanced countries. And the UK currently chairs the G7 group. Our Chancellor, who does our economy, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, his name's Rishi Sunak. He put out this video saying that what they want to do is bring in this thing called the Central Banking Digital Currency. They want to replace fiat paper money with digital money as a competitor to Bitcoin and crypto money, right? But instead of being a decentralized currency, it will be controlled by a government. It's digital currency, but controlled centrally through banks, Bank of England. So instead of having a bank account with whatever, HSBC or Bank of America, you'll have a bank account directly with, in the American context, with the Fed. In the UK, directly with the Bank of England. You have a personal bank account, and you're given digital money in that bank account. These are called central banking digital currencies. The Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK has already announced their intention to do this as the G7 group. And these, if you look up...
this sounds terrifying.
If you look up the Telegraph newspaper...
Central bank digital currency, is that the one down below?
Digital currency should be programmable. See that one there? Yeah? Now, what they're doing is they're saying, you know, everyone knows that with inflation at over 5%, it's now 5.4%, right? Our fiat money, the paper money, is increasingly becoming worthless, and we're headed towards a big disaster. The Fed wants to raise interest rates. But we're in so much debt that if you raise interest rates, people are going to suffer because everyone, you know, we're living on debt as Western economies. So they realize that this is kind of the lifespan of paper money is fast coming to an end because of the 2008 economic crash in particular. So they're bringing in these central banking digital currencies. Why is that word programmable in there? So what they said in that article, and the Chancellor put a video out saying this as well, they've said that this money that you will earn from work, instead of having paper money, you have this digital money, it's programmable so that you can't buy certain foods, or if you do something that your employer doesn't like, it's all in that article, you won't be able to spend your money. In other words, it's not money, they're vouchers. They're like food vouchers. And they can be programmed so that, like the Chinese social credit system, that if you try and use them on a certain thing, it won't work. Say you want to buy a burger and they want you to buy bucks, which is one of the examples used. If you start to try and buy unhealthy meat, it just won't work. You tap your card, you can't buy the thing because you've met your quota that month of burgers. You have to buy something like a vegan meal.
So it won't just be money in the sense of the way we have dollars or pounds today.
Yeah.
It'll be something that's controlled in terms of your ability to distribute it.
Which is why I'm calling it a voucher. It's a coupon.
But even a coupon, if you have a coupon to buy bread, yeah, you could still buy the bread. Yeah. Like, there's
but you can't buy... See, that coupon's buy bread. What you can't do is buy a burger with that coupon. It's for bread.
Right.
Yeah?
Right. Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what is going on?
So, here, I'll put it up for you here.
Talking about conspiracies, right? And, you know, conspiracies, basically, to call a conspiracy out in the open is essentially, it's not a theory, it's you're analyzing a conspiracy. Conspiracies are a real thing. But listen to this, what he writes here about conspiracy, the psychology of a conspiracy denier. The infant child places an innate trust in those it finds itself with, a trust which is, for the most part, essentially justified. The infant could not survive otherwise. Right? Logical when you're a baby, right? What occurs when there is a childish need within us which has never evolved beyond its original survival function of trusting those in our environment who are simply the most powerful, the most present and active? Trust is placed in the biggest, loudest, most present and undeniable force around because instinct decrees that survival depends on it. In my view, this is how conspiracy deniers are able to cling to and aggressively defend utterly illogical fantasies that somehow when bad things happen, the governmental equivalent of mommy and daddy are diligently working out how best to ensure that their little precious citizens will be comfortable, happy, and safe after. Their sense of well-being, of security, of comfort, even their sense of a future at all, are completely and completely unconsciously invested in this fantasy. This is the core comforting illusion at the root of the conspiracy denier's mindset, the decrepit foundation upon consciously invested in this fantasy. This is the core comforting illusion at the root of the conspiracy denier's mindset, the decrepit and completely unconsciously invested in this fantasy. This is the core comforting illusion at the root of the conspiracy denier's mindset, the decrepit foundation upon which they build a towering castle of justification from which to pompously jeer at, mock, and attack those who see otherwise. The conspiracy denier will attack anyone who threatens their infantile worldview because cognitive dissonance is rattling in their unevolved brain. Otherwise, the conspiracy denier will attack anyone who threatens their infantile worldview because cognitive dissonance is rattling in their unevolved brain. My proof for the truth of this assertion is that they won't even understand this argument except to be insulted at being called unevolved and underdeveloped.
At them. But we will give our best guess, if you will.
Right, okay, exactly. Well said. I 100% endorse your ideologies. And here we go. Like, these are today, this is breaking news, people. We are the first people on the planet, on the outside, that are getting this information in a visual form as well as in an audio form. And what we're seeing here are certain people that are considered alternative media icons.
Or weird politicians. I see.
Or weird politicians, exactly. And it looks evident from the information. These are screenshots. And as you can see, you know, like if you look at the bottom, it says carbon score, right? We're going to have a carbon score. We're going to have a vaccine status, of course, right?
We already have that. I mean, we're...
Yeah, we already do. But I mean, what's interesting is that the tier system of classes, you know, C, Q, R, and S, they're going to have different vaccine status requirements. Like the C people will be required to have 3 shots. The R people are going to be required 5 shots because, I mean, they're completely uncontrollable. And, you know, so this is, they've actually broken it down quite meticulously. Then they've also got account limits, account types, etc. But what's interesting here, I mean, if you're a Paul Joseph Watson or a Tucker Carlson and you see this, maybe somebody sends you this and goes, hey, these two freaks, John and Frank, are talking about
a biometric ID number. They didn't mention that part, but it's right there. Biometric ID number.
You guys, you got to have the following reaction. Either the hair is going to be standing up on the back of your neck because somebody has broken information about you, which is untrue, which means you get to challenge it in the public, you know, which means you're going to have to deny that you're part of it. And the other
set up. Paul Joseph Watson, if you've been set up here, which
you've been set up, now's your time to come out. But the other thing is, reaction is, oh my God, they're onto it. Yeah, which means that all of a sudden, you know, it leaves them with only one choice, Tucker and Paul and all these people. You have to basically renounce the system. And the best thing you can do is come clean and say, okay, it's true, I was aware of it. Because it's going to come out. If you deny it, I mean, it'll come out. And eventually it'll come out. Maybe not right away, but...
And Shapiro, same thing.
It'll come out. So, and we don't want to do any of you guys a disservice here, but we also want to, if this is true, you know, you should be talking about this right now. It's like you should be bringing, why are we breaking the story? Why are you not breaking the story if you've already collected credits, right? This is what it's about.
What this shows is, and let's pick Gavin Newsom, okay? Nobody likes him. That's easy. let's pick Gavin Newsom, the highly unpopular and unscrupulous governor of California. If we look at his thing, what do you see is his name? What do you see is his biometric ID? So this is something that we now know when you have a passport, you know that's kind of there, but it's not out in the open. You don't see a number on your, but this is going to be, then you see the assets, right? And this is what Frank talked about. So when you see numbers in there, It means that currently fiat assets, or maybe crypto, I don't know, but current assets in the current system, like dollars or whatever currency, have been transferred into the new currency assets and are already in there. And if they can do it, that already means they are unrestricted, because in this new system, regular people won't be able to do it like that. You won't be able to just go out and earn money anymore and keep it in there. Maybe you'll have some leeway at the, but the general idea is you'll get your digital food stamps, your digital rent stamps, and your digital essential stamps. And if you're really good, like in China, every now and then you might be able to take a vacation that's 20 miles from your current destination. You get stamps for that too. And then it also shows other, like, they don't have restrictions. And basically, if you go back, if you remember Aaron Russo, the filmmaker Aaron Russo, who broke he broke this story 20 years ago.
Did he die of cancer or something?
Yeah, he died. And that's I think, why he came out. And he talked about his relationship with Rockefeller. Yeah, with Nick Rockefeller, where he described this system, of course, in the terms of his day and age that didn't have, he didn't have the language yet. He didn't have cryptocurrency language.
Right.
But he basically said, everyone's going to be chipped, but you're going to have the chip that's going to basically say, you're cool, you're exempt, you can do whatever you want. This is exactly the social credit system that we're seeing here. And he said it, I don't know now, almost 20 years ago, I believe. It was 2002, 2003, I don't know, those years. So look that up, Aaron Russo. You'll see it. You can still find it on Rumble, probably. So this is, whether these screens...
This man said this was over 20 years ago. Everything that they do, they tell you about it. That's how people can tell you what's about to happen. So when people put their life on the line to tell you what the hell is going on and what is about to happen, stop chopping it up as conspiracy or I don't want to believe, because that shit is irrelevant to what they doing, because we ain't doing shit. See, they got the power and they exercising it. You got power, or we got power too, but we not exercising our power. We got to start exercising our power, and that's to stop this shit. And how we got to do that, we got to put this shit down. We got to stop this technology shit. We got to say no to the system. So again, like I keep saying over and over and over, when this shit shuts down, because this is going to be their prime opportunity to push this stuff up on you, push this stuff upon us. When this thing shut down, we need to say no to it all. Just fuck it. I mean, just say fuck it to everything. Whatever they trying to do, we need y'all to vote again. No, we ain't voting no more. Fuck voting. We finna do something totally different. We gonna figure it out. We ain't playing y'all politics. Get politics no more. We done with it. We need to vote on this. We ain't voting at all. We need to get out here, start working together, black, white, and brown. Everybody that you see, we need to start working together, growing gardens, helping each other. Set up gardens in their yard. I mean, we just need to start working together, period. Because everybody you see on that TV that's dealing with government, they against you. They against us. And the way they gonna set this thing up in the future, I'm pretty sure we ain't gonna like it. And I'm sure black people, if y'all don't exercise the indigenous people rights, you definitely going to get the ass end of the stick. Now, I'm sure you not going to like it. I can bet you definitely not going to like your situation. And that's just real shit. So we need to get active. We need to share this with everybody, because if you ain't sharing it, you need to be running your mouth about it. Because I'm letting them tell you this shit. I'm just sitting back kicking it and let them talk about it. Because so that way you ain't hearing it out my mouth, because I talked about it in the last show. And so now I'm letting you hear it.
So the question comes down to this. What we gonna do? Either we gonna stand up or lay down. Cause when it's all said and done, it's gonna be like, well, we made the choice. And it's just like in law, silence is acquiescence. If you don't speak up, then obviously you agree with whatever's going on. And so, with the way stuff is happening, I know too many people can't be agreeing with this shit. And so we just going along to get along. And because we're going along to get along, we're going to find ourselves in a situation that we didn't want to be in. The shit they teaching the kids in school, like, in the next 10 years, 15, 20 years, all our children going to be gay and transsexuals. Because we not exercising our power or our free will to pull our children out of school. And so you be like, well, I can't pull them out of school because defects will come get me or whatever. The birth certificate is how the government have power over everybody. Just go on and put it out there. The birth certificate that the mother signed during labor or whenever their child was born, that's how the government got power over everybody. That's how they exercise power over everybody. I put it that way. So now that you know the secret that they never told you, you can rescind that motherfucker. You can send it back to them. You can void the contract. However, but either way it go, you have free will to do whatever the hell you please. And whenever you're faced with dealing with them, always take the contract that you made with them. What's the contract? Well, the contract is the birth certificate. Now, you didn't necessarily make the contract. Your mother made the contract with them, but you can still bring the contract with you whenever you're dealing with them. And the children that you have, you pull that contract out whenever defects show up or whenever you go to the court or whatever. But I don't think it'll be necessary if we just realize as a collective that the system doesn't have our best interests. And see, everybody right now, we all trying to get rich. Yeah, everybody want to get rich. Everybody is chasing a damn dollar. You chasing a dollar that is collapsing right in front of us. And we all still chasing it. I'm still chasing that motherfucker just like you still chasing. We all still chasing this dollar because we feel like we got to pay bills, do this and that, that and this. This social credit system that they're setting up, which he was talking about earlier, I don't know if I got that part on there or not, but they're going to send out coupons to where you can pay your bills, buy groceries, do whatever you need to do. Now, the crazy part about this is that the system is already set up like this. Your light bill at the bottom of that part that they talking about detach and return, that is the coupon that you already get to pay your bills. And so with this new social credit system, they're going to tell you that, oh, the coupon is how you pay your bills when you could have been doing it. On that car note you get, that coupon, on that internet bill, all bills you get, you notice they never reflect the negative balance. The balance is always positive. But they always tell you you got to pay it. You never see a negative sign in front of no balance on a bill. Never. Because that money or that digits that you see on that piece of paper come out of what is called the public trust. And so the public trust was created when they did the gold confiscation back in 1933. I'm going to tell you something. It's a good possibility that they would do something like that again. They may do it this time with cash and gold. And I'm going to tell you something that's crazy. When them people did, when they did the Gold Confiscation Act back in 1933 and everybody turned in their gold, from that moment on, people should have had enough damn sense to never pay a bill again. But they didn't, because they're programmed and they in fear. People should have been tearing this motherfucker up when they come talking about sending bills in the mail after y'all done took the gold and created a public trust. When they take the cash and do another gold and cash confiscation, and then they talk about, well, this time they ain't gonna be talking about paying no bill because they coming out with this universal basic income. But if they ever do, we need to come together and do something about this stuff, man. The world is not going to be a better place until the people as a collective stand up and unify. It has been from the beginning, from the time when it to go back in the Bible, we talk about where they asked God for a king. A king is a politician. From the time people ask for a king, you've been getting fucked over. From the time you ask for a king, we've been getting fucked over. And we got to remember that the kings and the priesthood and the church was the first government. It was the priesthood and the kings that enforced taxes way back then, and they're enforcing it now. It was the church that was the prosecutor, the judge, the condemner. All these things was done by the church. The church was the government back then. The church and the state has never separated. The church and the government still work hand in hand. You have been getting persecuted ever since you start looking for a God outside yourself. And it's not going to stop. You're going to keep being persecuted as long as you keep looking for something outside of yourself. Now, the ultimate test you about to face is when they bring this nigga back. Or when these politicians pretend that there's an alien invasion and these reptiles or whatever the fuck they are show you that they are supreme beings or they just got a higher consciousness than you. And they're going to be like, these are your gods. Because you got to remember, the lower God's coming back. Not the high God. The lower God. The Lord. The Lord is returning. Not the God Almighty. Not the God that sits on high. Because the God that sits on high dwells inside of each and every one of us. So the Lord God is going to return. Who is the Lord God? The Lord God is man himself. Or this higher conscious being that pretends that he rules over everybody. And so when they bring this Lord God back, everybody's going to be judged, supposedly. But you got to remember, the Lord God ain't on nobody's side. The Lord God is going to seek only those, everybody that choose to serve something outside of themselves will be slaughtered. That's in your Bible. The sheep will be led to the slaughterhouse. Remember, Jesus is known as a shepherd. You're known as a sheep. Jesus is the Lord's son. the sheep will be led to the slaughterhouse. This social credit system that they're about to put everybody on is some temporary shit. The universal basic income is some temporary shit. It's only until they weed out who they need to weed out. This is how they're going to separate the wheat from the tare. The judgment is based off, have you risen up enough to lead yourself, or do you still need to follow? That's your true judgment. The judgment has nothing to do with sinning. It has nothing to do with all of this and all that, because you got to remember, it's two sides to a coin. Just like there's a supreme law, I shall not do no harm, there's another supreme law that says I shall do all harm. But they don't tell you that. So it's not about what you're doing. It's about who you are and who are you and who you becoming. Jesus' whole message was to tell you that ye are gods as well, and you shall do greater things than I have done. What the hell is he saying? He's saying is you have to rise up to godhood. If you do not rise up to godhood, you will be persecuted. We have to see the big picture. I mean, it's great to see the small picture, but I see the big picture too. We got to understand that balance is created by a positive and a negative. So if it say one thing this way, it got to be the opposite the other way. See, your government, your church, your priesthood, your Lord has told you, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do all this shit, which is morality. But yet, they do the fucking opposite. See, what y'all ain't recognizing is that the government is on the Lord's side. That's why they killing, doing all this shit that they do. Because they know they not doing nothing wrong. You just think it's wrong. Because they have taught you morality. Spirituality has nothing to do with morality. It's two different damn things. Spirituality is by standing in righteousness. I do what's right. And if I gotta kill your ass, that's just what it is. If I gotta lie to you for a right purpose, that's what it is. Whatever I got to do so that righteousness can prevail, that's what it is. That's spirituality. Haven't y'all not noticed that sometimes you just feel like chopping a motherfucker in their throat? Just, nigga, shut up. That's because your spirit telling you to chop that nigga in his throat. But morality tells you, no, that's wrong. But yet sometimes we have to do what we got to do in order to keep the peace. So sometimes it's best to not chop him in the throat because there's repercussions. Because me just wanting to chop you in your throat may lead to me having to kill your ass. So I just leave you alone. But the way the government and the Lord and the politics and all this stuff, how they see it is this. They're going to do what they got to do to get things the way they want them to be. Because they exercising their power. We got to start exercising our power to get things the way we want it to be. And I'm going to tell you, you got to be an insane person to think that this world is cool the way it is. They already brainwashed the hell out you if you think this world is cool the way it is. If you just going about your day every day and you thinking the shit you live in is all fucking hunky-dory, you insane already. You have already lost sanity. Because you can't even see the corrupt, the chaos, the bullshit that you have to go through on a daily basis just to survive. the shit we go through as humans just to survive is crazy. And so now we all trying to get rich because they have gave us the illusion that getting rich is the way to go. This is how they going to trap you up in their techno world or they into their metaverse, their new technology-based world. Because everything you do on your phone, they record it. Every time you show your face, the algorithm is picking up all the details of your face, your body, everything. You're going to be living avatars in a conscious metaverse reality like you're already in. You're already in this shit, but right now you don't know it. And so what they're doing is they're creating another reality. Just like the world you live in today is a reality. It is a quantum reality. Just like the metaverse is a quantum reality. They're creating doubling down on the realities that you live in. It's like the movie Inception, a dream within a dream. And they say, how deep can you go? And so you can go three layers deep so far. And so this is stuff we got to begin to understand so that we can come out of this dream, come out of this illusion. It's great to have money. But to become trapped in an illusion is the downside. That's why I talk about the money is the root to evil, all evil, because you'll do anything for it. And so right now what you're doing for is willing to give up your essence in order to have money, which is an illusion. Not saying that just because you got it, you can't buy stuff to make you feel good. That's not what I'm saying. Because money will bring happiness to you if you're materialistic. But a person that's not materialistic don't need money to be happy. And so we got to figure out what the hell we want to do with our lives. And stop letting them guide our lives. Because notice that the guide, G-U-I-D-E, is also God. Because remember, if you go back to the nigga secret, I taught you that vowels are interchangeable. What create the vibration is the consonants. The consonant is what create the frequency. The frequency is the G and the D, whether it's in God, or guide, or whatever. A good, a gad, it's the GD. It's the GD which creates the vibration, which creates the frequency, which creates the control of the mind. We got to get smarter, man. Look, I want to thank y'all for coming and visiting and checking out the show. Again, please like, share, and subscribe. I say the same thing all the time. I don't do shows all the time. But when I drop a show, I try to drop something that you can benefit from, especially if it's not a gossip show. And even in the gossip shows, I try to drop stuff you can benefit from. Look, I appreciate y'all for checking this thing out. Please begin to share it. Please begin to understand what I'm trying to relate to you about the circumstances and the things that are going on and how things are going to affect us. Because remember, this guy said this has been a 20-year plan. Everything that people are telling you, I can't say everything. Let me take that back. The stuff that some people are telling you is not new. Because they've been putting their plans out. Like this shit about the Lord that I just told you about. This is a plan. I seen the plan over 15 years ago. Probably 20 years ago. I seen the plan, doing research. So that's how I can tell you what the fuck is coming. Now, you could chop it up as, well, that's my belief, or that's some conspiracy shit. You could do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. But you will see for yourself in due time, just like people that knew me over 25 years ago when I was telling them shit, and they how they starting to see it manifest. They've been seeing shit manifest ever since 2020. Stuff I've been saying. And you're going to continue to see shit I say manifest. Because when I was younger, I did extensive research. I don't research like that no more. Because I know a lot of things have been changed. And because they knew people was coming to a point in time where they're going to start waking up. So they started altering information. So I haven't been doing a whole lot of extensive research anymore. Now, it's all about intuition, tapping into nature, letting nature be my guide, letting nature help center me or focus my direction. The truth stands alone. Just because you don't see it now, don't mean you won't see it. If you live long enough, because they about to crank up some shit eventually. But I hope that the people that are fighting for us on the high side of this thing, or the higher principalities that are fighting for us and giving us the time to talk to people and get people to recognize what the fuck is really going on, I hope that they continue to keep fighting for us and keep giving us the time to talk to everybody and try to get people on this unification so that we can come out of this good spell or this gospel they got us in. Because if it wasn't for these people on the these higher principalities fighting for us, would have been fucked up when Trump got in office. Trump threw a monkey wrench in their whole system because they was hoping Hillary Clinton got in office. If Hillary Clinton got in office, your ass and my ass would both be dead by now. So the people that are fighting for us, don't let their work go in vain. Don't let that work go in vain. Don't let my work go in vain. Don't let the stuff that the people that are on your side go in vain. If you haven't got The Rise of the Black Woman yet, you need to get the book. It's on the NinthDimensionStore.com. And if you can't find it, if you on social media, go to IG 9DSOL, 9D Soul, and you can get to it that way. And that's for ninth dimensional soul, self outside of light. So thank you guys again for checking us out. I appreciate it. Let's begin to rise up and understand that unification is the only way we're going to conquer the demon. Thank you guys again. And that's gospel.